You're listening to Me Monkey with Andrew and Matt. On this episode, we're going to talk about Revenge, written by Alice Lowe.
Written and directed by Alice Lowe.
And starring.
In her first directorial debut,
yeah.
I believe. Revenge is a sort of very black comedy horror about a serial killer who's a pregnant lady, played by Alice Lowe, who's trying to get revenge on her husband's former friends following a climbing accident in which her husband died during when she was kind of the early part of her pregnancy.
And she thinks that her unborn child is telling her to kill all these people.
Yeah, she's hearing a sort of voice, internal monologue, which she believes is her child, which is telling her to kill them. So yeah, it's kind of a weird concept for a film. Sort of a, I guess, high concept piece.
Unique. Which
is, yeah, it's very unique. I mean, you don't see many films about pregnant women killing Rosemary's Baby. But she doesn't kill anyone. There are a lot of horrors which are to do with, like, pregnancy, I suppose, and childbirth. Like, even Alien, famously, is the kind of metaphor of childbirth and pregnancy. Or the fear of pregnancy. Fear of pregnancy. So, yeah, this film is kind of interesting in the fact that Alice Lowe, I believe, wrote it and directed it while she was pregnant herself. So it's very much her take on, well, I suppose a skewed, kind of exaggerated version of her take on stresses and things involved
it's
with
like
pregnancy.
It's like the horror of having a baby and how she's treated by the people in the movie and maybe commenting on how you get treated when you're pregnant. This is a great thing for two guys to talk about, isn't it? The pregnancy movie. But I think that's what she was going for. And in interviews I've heard of her, it's like she feels...
Mansplaining the hell out of pregnancy.
I think like what she was going for in interviews I've heard is... just like how she's treated.
Yeah.
And like how you can become a bit depressed and stuff when you're pregnant, because it is going to change your life.
Yeah, and there's kind of a catharsis to it, because throughout the film you see her meet various characters played by some of our great British comic actors.
There's a lot of like... I don't mean this in a bad way, but like C-list comedians who have had like sketch shows or whatever on E4 and...
if you know
BBC
British comedy
stuff,
TV, then you probably recognise almost all of the people that she meets throughout it. But, that was quite nice. But yeah, the characters she meets, so like the first one she meets, Tom Davis, who plays DJ Dan, is just like a real horrible guy who's just like really selfish.
Vomits into his own afro wig.
Yeah, throws up and then tries to kiss her, groping her, just basically insulting her, but just thinks like he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
So there is this kind of catharsis of like her being treated badly, but in this film, whereas I suppose most women just, not all you can do, you just have to put up with that. But in this film, like, she actually gets her revenge and gets to kill a lot of people that are nasty to her. And the same thing, like, another great scene was when she goes for like a job interview. I think it's someone she's planning to kill anyway, but she goes for like the job interview, and it's that situation a lot of people have been in, where it's like you're rejected for some reason that just seems like really frustrating to you. But in this film, she gets to kind of do what a lot of people probably wish they could do, which is get up and slam the person's head into the table and kill them.
You're self-employed.
Yeah, that's why.
You're just a sadomasochist.
I just better. Yeah, it's just safer that way. But yeah, that's the kind of the thing. So like, it's like we said, a lot of things like women in general and pregnant women in particular maybe have to go through. Whereas this film's showing like a woman who's, got that release of being a serial killer. It was a lot less funny than I thought it would be. Like I kind of, from the trailers and from the premise, I expected more jokes. Like, there are some of the, like, Tom Davis's character, like, a lot of funny moments.
Yeah,
there
is humour in there,
and
but
with the midwife,
it's not a lot.
But then other scenes will play just more like a thriller, I guess. I like particularly the scene with the guy from Phonejacker, Cam Novak. Like, his scene plays much more like a thriller, and she's hinting to him that she knows what he did, and that kind of tension. Like, a lot of people I heard talk about the film said that she obviously really knows her horror films because it plays in a lot of tropes of other horror movies, but just twists it to like to fit this story.
Yeah, there's moments it goes full on horror when like the tension builds and the music builds to it, and you know it does that really well. But I think there is still enough of the comedy, but it is a very dark comedy. I feel like this is a very kind of British movie, like Sightseers or something like that.
Yeah.
It's very dark, and I think like not everybody would get it. Like maybe an American audience or something would just think, oh, this is just horrible, this is horrific, you know. But I think it's very much like, if you liked Sightseers, you'd probably really like Prevenge.
I liked Sightseers more than this. I felt Sightseers, like, tonally consistent. This movie, like, I really liked it, but it is, like, two different movies. There's, like, a black comedy movie, and then there's also kind of a serious drama about her being pregnant and the, like, traumas and troubles she's facing through that. So that was the only issue I had with it, really, was that it was kind of up and down, but I suppose maybe that's also relevant to her.
I mean, I know what you're saying, but I don't really feel like it's going for a lot of realism. In a way, like, about what our situation is. I feel like it's just this very dark horror.
Oh, no, but you'd get, like, certain scenes where it would be definitely playing up the comedy, and, like, say, other scenes that would be playing up the just, like, mild horror, but it seemed to kind of jump between the two rather than keep them both going, like, along at the same time. I should also say, like, it's a very bloody movie. Like, there's a lot of stuff in there that's quite horrific to witness.
Yeah, it's very gory. It's not for everyone. But yeah, that's it goes with the tone of it.
Yeah, definitely. And it's kind of shocking as well. Like, we were talking during the movie how it's a film that really makes you feel the impact of what she's doing. Like, a lot of films, you see a lot of people get killed, especially now in movies, you see a lot of people die, and it's like no emotional attachment to it. But this, because there's a build-up to each death, and because it is so graphic, you kind of really feel like, oh, like it's really happening. So it's, but in that way, it was really effective at like making you believe that you're seeing what's happening.
Overall, though, I think it was pretty low budget and it was shot pretty quickly. And I think it's really original. And it is very gory, but I think it's a really nice dark comedy. Nice is not the right word for this movie. But
it's a really original idea, and some of the other things that I liked in it, there was a lot of little hints and things in the background, and it obviously, like, some thought had gone into scenes. So, for example, early on when she's at a bar, there's, like, an axe, like, in a guy's head. There were a lot of, like, things in the background that were referencing stuff that was going to happen, like foreshadowing. And then when she's in talking to the woman in the interview, and the woman's talking about making, like, harsh cuts and things, it's like that kind of humour, like, very black humour of, like, oh, yeah, because she's obviously going to...
It also really builds the story as well, because you're also solving... in your head the mystery of what happened. I mean, it becomes pretty obvious, but to begin with, it's like, oh, what actually happened? Why is she alone? Why is she not got her partner with her or whatever? And you slowly discover throughout the murders.
Yeah.
There's
not only the horror of the murders, but there's also sort of the horror of her own loneliness. Mm. Like when she's in the hotel room and the people are having sex in the next room, it's sort of like the horror that she's been left alone to raise a child. Which is quite, maybe even more so for women watching it, but for anyone can kind of understand, like, that's the real horror of this story. So yeah, overall, I would definitely check it out if you're a fan of kind of more, something different, like British low-budget movies.
But in a good way.
It's not a blockbuster movie.
Yeah.
But it's a movie where they've had an interesting idea and kind of
they've done it really well as well.
Yeah. That was our review of Prevenge. Check it out. Hope you enjoyed our review. Remember to like and subscribe, and we'll be back again soon.